All right, here we go with boots and salutes on this Tuesday morning.
And go figure this. I got a text here after our conversation about the naked swimmer in the Shark Tank. Periscope jokes. No, there were no Periscope jokes.
No. And just so you know, I was reading a thing that 63% of Canadians have skinny dipped.
Really?
In the bathtub, I have, but that's it.
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I heard you say you're saluting bus drivers this morning.
Yes.
I would like to salute my bus driving husband, Leonard Pilipo. He's driving in his 60th year and loving every minute of it.
Wow. Oh, man, he could write a book.
Yes, I think he could.
All right, what route?
He drives out of Glasslyn.
Awesome. Right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute my wife, Lorna, for her bus driving skills. She's out there every day, rain, shine, or whatever it takes. She gets the kids to school. She runs to Bishop Filevich. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute my daughter-in-law, Dawn Verbonik, bus driving, Morris Guerin, bus driving, and Connie Jessup, a spare driver, and Linda Nelson. And they're all in the Lease Blaine Lake area, and muddy, gritty roads like you wouldn't believe.
I do believe it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Yes, yesterday was Bus Driver Appreciation Day, School Bus Driver Appreciation Day, so...
Yeah, and some statistics on that. 70,000 kids in Saskatchewan ride a school bus on a daily basis. 250,000 kilometers per day, 46 million annually. And when you consider the number of times you hear about anything involving a bus in an accident or anything, very, very rare. That is because the people who do that are so good.
Yeah, we got a text here from Linda out in the Leask area. Thanks for saluting us bus drivers. She says that she loves the route and... She does see a lot of crazy things, but loves the smiles and laughters from her kids.
And I would venture to say, as the kids grow up and you'd get to know them, right? Like whoever was driving for 60 years.
Yeah.
Like he's been driving multi-generations.
Yeah. That's right, isn't it? Wow. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Saskatoon Hilltops for another fine season, 8-0.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Hey, can I share just a couple of stats on that?
Yeah.
I came up with these yesterday. 8-0. They've outscored their opponents 402-70. Jordan Walls, the quarterback, he amassed 2,010 yards passing. So on average, his completions were 16.5 yards. Josh Iwanchina, who amassed over 1,007 yards rushing in only seven games because he didn't play the very first game, 7.5 yards per carry. Like, those are off-the-chart numbers.
It's a historic season.
Yeah.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to boot the city of Saskatoon. Have you tried the new roller coaster ride on 8th Street? 8th Street between Broadway and Lorne Avenue was dug up, two, three, maybe 4 years ago. The whole Center Boulevard, and they filled it all in, didn't bother tamping it, of course, and then it all settled, and then they paved it, or they paved it and then it settled, and then the following year they dug it all up again. They must have forgot to put in a shutoff valve or something. Dug it all up again, and then they neglected to tamp it, so they should every hole that they dig. And now
it's a little uneven.
It's a little uneven, and it's a free roller coaster ride there for anybody that would like to have one. It's just fantastic.
All right, that's one word for it, I'm sure. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to boot Linda Weber from Lake Lenoir. She's been driving a school bus for over 35 years.
No, you want to salute her.
I want to... Oh, did I say boot? Sorry. Yes, I want to salute her for sure.
There you go.
Thanks
for the call. Good morning.
Good catch, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I salute our bus drivers that takes us to co-op every 2 weeks? And they're very, very nice. And they bring us home, pick us up there, and they bring us home here. And it's very nice. Thank you. I'd like to salute them.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Without the help from Saskatchewan voters, Mr. Trudeau won the last election, of course. Hopefully, with the voters' help, you'll get back in again. You know you love them. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to thank you. I really enjoy the things you put on every morning. I was very interested. I saw the other day that little 18-month-old baby that fell down that well and how long it took her to get out. But they never, ever say what's happened to her since. So I'm really impressed with your station.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, that's the first caller that called in and saluted the bus driver that was in his 60th year. I believe you guys are taking it the wrong way. I think he is 60 years old.
It's
impossible for him to be driving it for 60 years because that would have to make him at least 78.
Yeah. No, 76, right? Because you can get your license at 16.
Yeah, but not for a bus.
True.
18 before you can get a chauffeur's license or a bus driver's license.
See, hey, obviously, I should have been on the school bus longer than I was.
Good call.
Yeah, you should have at least went the second day.
That's a good point. I was really impressed with it. I've been driving for 60 years. But still, if he is in his 60th year and he's been driving for, 40 years, it's still multi-generational possible.
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just want to clear things up with that last caller. He is in his 60th year. It will be 60 years next June since he started driving. He's 77, and he's been driving since he was 18.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
It's a roller coaster of emotions, right, Dave? We were right, then we were wrong, and now we're right again.
Yes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Hello, go ahead. Don't listen to the radio. Oh, sorry.
Well, we got to hear it again.
Yeah, it sounded good.
It did.
Sounded better the second time. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. You made a great point, though.
What's that?
If a school bus driver ever wrote a book, I would be first in line for it. I would think the stories that would be there, like just going back to my childhood and the stories that we had in our small little bus. You know?
Stories from the bus. Story from Dave's bus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one time that I got forgot at school.
No, you did not.
I did too. One time.
How can you be forgotten at school? That means you didn't show up. It's not like they do a head count. You just didn't show up.
Oh, I was listening and I was told to stand somewhere and not move until I was told to move. So I didn't move.
Oh, well, that's not the bus driver's fault.
No, absolutely.
If you would have been better behaved, you wouldn't have been told to stand there and not move.
I know.
Were you facing the corner when that happened?
Where I was facing is none of your business.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just looking out for you, Dave, trying to get to the bottom of this story.
You're really making a lot of assumptions, and I don't appreciate that. Boots and Salutes, that's going to do it for today. Again, a big salute to all school bus drivers. Yesterday being School Bus Driver Appreciation Day, we do appreciate you and our efforts, and you're getting our kids to school safe each and every day. So,
hear, hear.
Thank you. Coming up after 8 o'clock, your opportunity to do the chores. Plus, we've got legendary country from Clay Walker and Clint Black for you, as well as birthdays, anniversaries, and a ton more. It is Tuesday morning. It's the Moo Crew, and it's all here on Saskatchewan's most listened to radio station, CJWW. Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.